I was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard that long wow, some whistle blow.
Warning, this radio show contains strong language, excessive use of alcohol and tobacco products, a whole lot of bullshitting and nudity. We here at WBWalker.com are not responsible for any lewd behavior, recklessness, illegal acts, or unwanted pregnancies directly caused by listening to this radio show. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hell, today's about, to me, always New Year's Day is about two folks. New Year's Day to me is about Hank Williams and, you know, it's about Towns. I ain't gonna play no Towns today. It's been a while since I've played any Hank. Let's be real, it's been a while since I've played any damn thing. Life, friends, is a funny thing. You think you know until you don't know. But I'll say this. I didn't do a damn show for y'all in 2025. I've been here and I've been alive. But the pain inside, the things we've went through this year, it's been tough. But I've been a man and I've done what I can to be there for those that truly care. But at the same time, I'm still aware I've not been there for those of you that have followed me. Follow me through all the years and all the strife. But like I said, I'm still alive. I lost Glenn this past year. And I've not done a show and I've not talked since I lost Glenn. And that's still something I find difficult to talk about. Even though his time on earth is gone, in my heart he still lives on. I think about him all the time. And I miss him. He's my brother. But this is New Year's Day. This is for Hank. And I'll sit here and I'll share a drink with anybody that cares to listen, that tunes in to what I do. But Brother Glenn, just know, I think of you every day. And someday I'll find a way to hug your neck again. Because when it boils down, we have people that we think's our friend. But they always ain't. So this is for Hank. And this is for Glenn. And hope for long I see you again. But just know I'm still here. As Hank is a ghost to all of us. A ghost to all of y'all. But I'm still here. I'm still in Dingus by God. Being a man, doing everything I can to be there for my family and struggle and strife. This is my life. Just know I appreciate y'all, and I see everything you say, all your thought-felt messages that come my way. I'm here. Someday I'll pick back up. And I'll be back with you. My friends, this is a tribute record that was put out in 73. New Year's Day of 73. It's a bootleg. It's somebody that thought enough of Hank, hell, 12 years before my big ass is born, put this thing out there. You know, the sleeve is... this is a bootleg as much as it can fucking be a bootleg. Somebody from some other country other than the USA put this damn thing out as a tribute to Hank. So like I said, I'll sit here with you. And as you're listening to it, I'm listening to it too. I'm with you, friends. And just know that I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Pray for me. Pray for my family. We've dealt with a lot of heartbreak this past year. I deal with bullshit every fucking day. But I'm still here. And I don't plan on going nowhere soon. I love y'all. Oh.
to the grave each day. Will you be ready to go home? Has come in a day when the world shall melt away, and Jesus shall come to claim his own. No more tears, no pain, no woe in this wicked world below. Then will you be ready to go home? Go home to live with him up there around the throne. When he says, come unto me, when your soul be clean and free, then will you be ready to go home? In this world of greed and hate, will you wait till it's too late to claim the Savior for your own? For he's coming someday to bear your soul away. Then will you be ready to go home? Will you be ready to go home to live with him up there around the throne?
Go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They're saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear, cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. Folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks, the mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. And you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite, cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
Here he is, and welcome to him, Hank Williams.
All right. Thank you, Ralph Christian, and howdy, folks. You just try out to the hitching post there and hang around for a spell. Before we get things rolling, I've got a bit of philosophy here. You know, when a fella's getting on in years and has had a good life to look back on, it's all very well for him to sit around in a rocking chair and watch the world go by. But when it's happened to a young boy or girl that infantile paralysis hits and cripples so they got to sit in a wheelchair before their life is barely started, well, that's just plain tragic. So I'm mighty proud and sore the boys for this chance to do something to help youngsters with polio to get better. Now, you folks feel the very same way about it. Boys, let's get the show started with sort of a brand new blues tune of ours entitled Moaning the Blues.
Trying to write a new song, and I just can't get no place with it.
Well, now, Hank, you come to the right department, I'm going to tell you. I'll be glad to help you if I can. How much of it have you got?
How much you got, huh? Well, I ain't got very much. In fact, all I got's a title.
A title? Well, now, that's something anyway. Well, I'll tell you what. What's the title?
Well, it's a fine title. Now, the title is I'd Rather Be Strung Up, Little Darling, Than to Be Strung Along by You.
I really bet on that, man. All right, Hank, you got to be buying up and all right.
Are you ready, Hank?
I'm going to ask little Jimmy Dickens to come out and join in with me, and we'd like to do this for you as a duet. One, I'm sure, as most people will remember, the old country church.
With our friends at the
Burdens are greater than mine. Burdens are greater than mine.
You know, when I think of Little Children, I think of a song that I wrote here a while back that I'd like to get Audrey to come up and help me with now. The title of it is Help Me Understand. In this wicked old world today, if just a few parted parents could hear little Sue say,
First National Bank of Diggins time is 10.
Heavenly Father, help me understand.
I think I've heard him and Miss Audrey do a lot of songs together.
Too.
We got time for another song. I think we will have here, Ralph. A good old time hymn. I know all you folks have heard it. Sing along with us, join in on it. When God dips his love in our mind.
Divine fill this sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire. When God tips his love in my heart.
Thank you, brother. Thank you a whole lot.
Before my big ass flips this record over, I'm gonna tell y'all a little quick little story. My oldest son Braden was born in 2007. Weston was born in 2010. That's my second son. And Kingston was born in 2013. In 2013, I had been dabbling with my radio show. And Kingston was born about the time that I started really doing the podcast. And Braden, his name's Braden Hunter. And Braden is based off my middle name, Brandon. And that's what I go by to probably 90% of the people in my personal life. But Weston, his name's Weston MacArthur. And Weston is after my first name, Wesley. My name's Wesley Brandon Walker. And Weston was after my, he was named after my first name. MacArthur is named after Fallon's, my wife's, grandpa, who died when Braden was just a baby. He was really small. I don't think he was even a year old yet, but it's right around that time period, you know what I mean, his first birthday. But Bill, his name is William MacArthur Kirk, and he was named after General MacArthur. And I do believe the reason that he was named after General MacArthur was because his mom wanted to give him a strong name. I don't know where William come from, but MacArthur was after General MacArthur. So when I had my third child, I didn't really think about it being a son, because I had done give my first son the name I go by and had given my second son my first name. So I didn't know really what to name a third one. But I'll say this, I think probably around the time that me and Fallon seen, oh, there's a band from the 90s, I'm sure a lot of you know, a band named Bush that I was a big fan of when I was a kid, teenager and shit. I think he was probably conceived close to that time period, the best we can figure it out. And Gavin Rossdale is the lead singer of Bush. At the time was married to Gwen Stefani from No Doubt, and they was married at that time, and they had a son named Kingston. And I had started doing my radio show really about the time Kingston was born, and I wanted to name him after Hank. And I ain't saying Fallon fought me. I probably, if I'd have really pushed the matter, I could probably have won that conversation. But when you're married and when you're in a situation, it's not about pushing shit. It's about compromise. And Kingston is the name of Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani, one of their sons. I don't know if it's their oldest son or what. I can't tell you that. But Fallon liked that name. She liked the name Kingston. So we named him Kingston, and his middle name is Allen. And Fallon's name is Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N. So we named him Kingston Allen. Middle name without the F, A-L-L-O-N. And I've never seen another kid be named Allen that's spelled like that. It's usually A-L-A-N or A-L-L-E-N or whatever the hell that is. But I had two boys named after me, so I thought it was fitting to name one of our boys kindly after her. But I tried to fight that at the first, you know what I mean? I was like, I want to name him Hiram Kingston, after Hiram King Williams. Hiram Kingston Walker, same initials. And I didn't push it, like I said. And if you're somebody that's married or you're in a relationship, don't push it and try to get your damn way. Try to be kind and try to compromise. So he's still named after Hank because his name is Kingston, Hiram King Williams. I got that king part. I was able to keep that. But it was, like I said, a compromise. But someday I really hope
that if Kingston ever has a boy, I hope he names him after him. I hope his middle name's Kingston. But he can make his first name Hiram. Call him Hi. Call him whatever you want to call him. But I'm just telling y'all, I've been blessed. I got three boys, and they're all in great health. We've been going through some shit with family members going through health problems, but you know what? All three of my boys are flourishing. They're doing good, so I can't ask God for nothing more than that. No matter whatever happens to me in life, as long as my boys are healthy and they do good for themselves and they got a good heart, which I know they do, hell, I don't care what happens. But it is time for me to flip this damn record back over. This is side two of that record that I've been playing. Came out in 1973, 20 years after Hank had passed away on New Year's Day, 1953. He may have been dead before New Year's Day ever, before the clock struck 12 or whatever you want to call it. Who knows? But Hank died officially on New Year's Day, 1953. And this is a bootleg that came out on New Year's Day, 1973, 20 years after we lost Hank. So I hope you all enjoyed what you've been hearing so far. I'm enjoyed being back talking to you. Good Lord's willing, 2026 will be different than 2025. Let's hope so. But if not, hope you all enjoy this one.
At one time or another, there appears a personality whom we admire so much for what he or she stands for that we unconsciously adopt this personality as our idol, and again unconsciously take the pages from his life's book and weave them into our own book of life. These pages symbolize the very desires of our own hearts. Only we have to have the example set for us. I have an idol such as the one I speak of. A man who lives in the memory of millions, for he passed on long before his time. The immortal I speak of is the late and beloved Hank Williams. Hank became my idol in this business because in his music I discovered all of the emotions and heartbreak I too felt but couldn't express. Having been born with a deep love for music, I already in childhood discovered that I could best of all reach out with my innermost sentiments through this wonderful medium. It was therefore no surprise to my family and friends when in later life I turned to music as a profession. However, at the start, and for a long time afterwards, I found it far from easy to establish myself. My friends and family, of course, would listen to my music, and they hoped when I hoped, and they cried when I cried. Relatives and friends are like that because they love you, but I had no outside audience. The more songs I wrote, the more I realized I needed something far more spectacular to attract the attention of the public. And when the man whom I had learned to admire so much came to the end of life's journey, I felt for the first time that I could expose my troubled, crying heart as I had never been able to do before. On the shocking news that Hank Williams would sing tomorrow, I withdrew to myself in grief, and I wrote the words and music that expressed the great loss that I personally felt. The band that recorded this song with me was made up of Mickey and Roger Woodward and a boy named Mike Clark. And on the session, all of us were in tears. We cut this the day after Hank died, and I could cut this song again now in a little different fashion. It would be a little better music, maybe a little better feeling, but it wouldn't have the meaning that it had on January 2nd, 1953. So we're going to release this song on this friendship record just like we cut it the day after he died. And until now, this song has never been recorded. But I did sing it before to those of Hank's mourners who knew of it and they wanted to hear it. And thus, where the widely beloved Hank's journey in life ended, I feel like mine actually began. Because there were many who requested and listened sincerely to the tribute that I wrote about their idol. And they would then listen to my own songs. And it hurts me deeply The departure of so great a man spelled my first recognition, and I would gladly sacrifice it all if it were possible to bring Hank back to us. But since this cannot be, I can only promise to take up the torch he laid down and carry it high and blazing to help the way of my fellow men, be the good Lord willing. And so, dear friends, as our mutual friendship grows, so will our happiness. I want most of all to feel that I have your kind thoughts and good wishes, just as you have mine always. And to prove my sincerity by taking an active and personal interest in this, our Bluebird Friendship Club, and inject new ways and means as we go along to promote happiness. And let nothing ever convince you that my friendship is no longer yours, for this shall not be so unless you hear it from my own lips.
Must have loved a common man, otherwise he wouldn't have made so many of them. And a boy named Hank Williams loved the common man too, for he sang their songs to them and for them, and most important, he sang about them. Now when a man comes to this world, he brings nothing with him, and when he leaves, he takes nothing with him. So actually, all a man ever had was his life. And that life he leaves behind with those who stay. For instance, when April showers come your way, Al Jolson won't be too far away. And whatever you wish upon a silvery star, likely as not will be the one Jimmy Rogers has hooked his wagon to. And there's another Rogers that lives in this Hall of Fame. I never met a man I couldn't like. Will was his immortal name. And now a new picture hangs in this heart's hall of fame. It's a picture of a man who once sang, I'll never get out of this world alive. But every time we hear or sing one of his songs, our hearts will prove him wrong.
Sick from World War I, Hank, at the age of 9, took it upon himself to living for his family. So Hank started selling peanuts and shining shoes on the street. For 4 years, Hank made a living this way. When he was 13, his family moved to Montgomery, Alabama. Hank continued to sell peanuts and shine shoes. He also got a job on a nearby radio station. Life was quite a struggle for Hank in his early years. While other kids were devoting their time to school and play, Hank was busy making a living for his mother, father, and sister. For about the next 10 years, nothing much happened to Hank. He was just another country entertainer. Around 1945, he made his first record, which was Honky Tonkin'. From that day on, the star began to shine. And every record from then on made the star shine a little brighter. In the last 5 years, if Hank recorded a song, it automatically became a hit. I know you all remember the song Lovesick Blues and Jambalaya and many, many others. And strange as it may seem, one of his latest records was I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. On the first day of January, 1953, Hank Williams passed away in the back seat of his automobile. I was to appear on the same show that day, but the news came first that Hank passed away. When they made the announcement, it silenced the crowd. In reverence, we stood with our heads bowed. Our hearts were sad, but the show we did play. 'Cause everyone knew that Hank would have wanted it that way. The life of Hank Williams on earth, it was brief, was loaded with laughter, sorrow, and grief. Devoted his life to bring people joy. Only a few knew Hank was a sick boy.
Ain't we all?
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed of my buddy last night. The little white Bible he still held so tight. I dreamed of my buddy last night.
Dear Hank, you see, it was my intentions to write you today, as it's been my custom for many years past. We've been great friends, you and I, and I've always enjoyed writing you on New Year's Day and referring to the year just past and looking forward to things as I might see them in the new year. Only yesterday I was thinking of some of the things I would mention in my letter, but somehow I think I'll have to change the letter a bit. For an hour or so ago, I received a phone call from Nashville. It was rather a sad call to Hank, for it told me that you had died early this morning. I don't know much about the circumstances, and it really doesn't matter, does it? What does matter, though, is that the world is ever so much better for the fact that you have lived with us, even for such a short time. Yes, Hank, I had so many, many things I wanted to write you about today, but somehow it's just a little bit harder saying them than I thought it would be. I would have reminded you of that day in Baltimore several years ago when you said, "You know, Mr. Walker, you and I both came from the country. Our names, Hank and Frank, rhyme pretty good, too. And we ain't gonna have any trouble, ever. And we didn't, Hank, did we?" Remember the time the newspaper man asked you how you wrote a song? I'll never forget your answer. I just sit down for a few minutes, do a little thinking about things, and God writes them for me. And you were so right, Hank. And do you know, I think he wanted to have you just a bit closer to him. And Nashville's pretty far away, so he just sent word this morning, Hank, that he wanted you with him. You're going to be kept pretty busy, too. There's lots of work to be done way up there, for we aren't improving too much here on earth. You'll be writing for the greatest singers, too, the angels. They're so wonderful. And I know they'll want you to join them. I'll miss you, Hank, that's natural, for we've been pretty close to each other down through the years. but honestly I'm not too unhappy, for I must rejoice with you at the great opportunity you will have to do it for others. Don't forget your millions of friends, Hank, and we've been thinking lots about you. So please remember us too. And I guess that's about all I have to write about on this New Year Day, Hank. Thanks so much for being with us. And until I see you again, Happy New Year, Hank.
To depart. endless sorrow.
Keeps, but he played fair, and
last for keeps, he's one. Yes, his songs will live forever. Through the ages, they'll be sung. Like the echoes of a church bell, long after it's been rung. So Hank, if maybe you're listening, I've heard it could be so. We miss you, boy. We miss you lots. But shucks, I better go. So as years roll along, we'll just carry on. But if somehow you find out I'm blue, I didn't plan it that way. So all I can say, Hank, it will never be the same without you.
In 1924, a feeble light was born, a life brought forth in poverty, lonely and forlorn. From this humble start in life, a star began to shine, a star that bore the name Hank Williams, a friend of yours and mine. A God-given gift to write and sing was his, and in his care, how these talents multiplied, these gifts with us he shared. Did you ever see Hank stand before a crowd and crouch and bend his frame, lean over to a microphone and then begin to sing? Why, he'd make you laugh with lovesick blues, and how the girls would sigh. And before he'd finish Cold, Cold Heart, you'd have to wipe your eyes. It seemed that he was living the part about which he had sang. Why, everyone in folk music knew that he was king. Like all of us, Hank had his faults, and he had his goodness, too. He'd stoop and help a fellow out. His heart was big and true. In spite of the way Hank Williams rose from obscurity, his life was one of loneliness. Sometimes it's hard to see how a fellow that's right on top of the world could be depressed and blue. I guess that's one thing that makes him great, the unhappiness that he knew. Now, we're made to wonder why this life is gone, why death has stretched its chilly hand and claimed it for its own. A flower blooming here on earth was plucked, we know not why. We think of him and our eyes grow dim. We're not ashamed to cry. God has promised farther along, we'll understand all things. Why sorrows come, why rain must fall, and why the robin sings. I know our lives are richer now for Hank's having been our way. As his song states, he saw the light. That same light shines today.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Heading for Ohio to play.
show next day. Cause thousands there were waiting to hear him sing and play. The chauffeur reached into the back and shoved the sleeping man. He said, "Wake up, wake up, my friend," and took him by the hand. He tried to wake him up again and rushed him into town. But the doctor said, "Too late, too late, he's gone to a better land." Lost our greatest folks on star this world has ever known. But though he's gone on to his rest, his songs live on and on. He wrote songs about the Bible and songs about the songs about the lonesome blues. They gave the world a thrill. He left the songs of sadness and songs for lovers too. We'll never forget him though he's gone. Hank Williams, here's to you.
Hank Williams, here's to you. And Lynn Sampson, here's to you, brother. Well, I've done my best to put something out there new for y'all. And with that being said, I know it's been a long damn time. Been a long damn time since I've done a radio show. It's been over a year. I didn't do a fucking thing in 2025. But with that being said, fuck 2025. You know. I want to give a shout out to Anthony Davis. I want to give a shout out to Ben Bowman. I want to give a shout out to fuckers that reach out to me when you don't hear from me, that you reach out to me and just check on me. I ain't saying I'm surprised that certain people ain't reached out to me, because I don't fucking rely on nobody. I'm telling you, friends, don't rely on anybody, because I'm telling you, when you're at your fucking bottom, when you're in your deepest fucking purgatory level, you'll be surprised of how many folks actually fucking reach out to you. With that being said, when I do these New Year's shows in the past, I've always done a song in particular, a song that I'd play a little Fred Eagle Smith, Alcohol and Pills, and I'd play some Todd Snyder, Alcohol and Pills, and it was different this time. Todd Snyder's fucking dead. Todd Snyder's gone. So it feels different playing a Todd Snyder, Alcohol and Pills, because Todd Snyder is dead. He's gone. But nonetheless, I'm going to play them two songs for you. I'm going to play a little Todd Snyder, Alcohol and Pills. Play a little Fred Eagle Smith, Alcohol and Pills, and a couple more that I thought of. But this is it. this is the last time you might hear me until you hear me again. I can promise you that. Can't tell you how long it's going to be. Just whatever fucking tickles my fancy. Whatever. But today I just was heavy-hearted. I don't listen to music like I used to. I ain't going to lie to you. I've had a lot of shit going on in my life. I'm just saying, life ain't always easy, friends. It ain't. And tomorrow or today or next week ain't guaranteed. It ain't guaranteed in the way that you might think it's going to be guaranteed. I ain't saying that has to mean that you're gone. That you're poof. Fucking vanished. I ain't saying that. But just life don't always work out the way that you thought it's going to. And you'll deal with, if you live long enough, and that's a blessing in itself, but if you live long enough, you'll deal with heartbreak, and you'll deal with pain and sickness. You'll have family members sick, and I've dealt with that the past year or so. Somebody in my immediate family going through stuff. I've had a hard go at things the past year, and I've not had a lot of opportunities just to come out here and just fucking bullshit and talk to y'all. I'm not saying that I don't miss y'all, and I know that, and not saying that I don't think that y'all miss me, but rat tat 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 tat, that's the way it is sometimes. Life is a fuckery, friends. It is. One day everything's fine, and the next day, sometimes it ain't. Well, that being said, I'm going to play a few more songs for y'all, then I'm going to go. Didn't do a show in 2025, but I done one on New Year's Day 2026, so hell, that in itself is something, ain't it? So here's old, the late great, never said that before on this show. Here's the late great Todd Snyder with Alcohol and Pills. Like I said, I will see you when it's fucking meant for me to see you, or at least talk to you. Here on W.B. Walker's Old Soul Radio Show. Oh.
BG.
A heart full of hard luck country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee, they didn't understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on Alcohol and Pills. Elvis Presley, he came up from Jackson with a brand new way of singing, a brand new way of dancing. And even from the waist up, he gave the world a thrill. He ended on Alcohol and Pills. Alcohol and Pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. The fame don't take away the pain, it just pays the bills. And you wind up on Alcohol and Pills. Janis Joplin, she was wild and reckless. Then there was Gram Parsons,
Then there was Jimi Hendrix. The story just goes on and on. I guess it always will. They ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. The fame don't take away the pain, it just pays the bills. And you wind up on alcohol and pills. A heart attack. Sometimes they won't say. When they pull poor old Hank Williams out of that Cadillac Coupe de Ville, he ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills.
Came up from Montgomery with heart full of broken country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Elvis Presley, he came up from Jackson with a brand new way of singing, Lord, and a brand new way of dancing. And even from the waist up, Lord, he gave the world a thrill. Ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. But fame doesn't take away the pain, it just pays the bills. And you wind up Parsons, Lord, and then there was Jimi Hendrix. The story just goes on and on, and I guess it always will. They ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been
one day. Sometimes it's a heart attack, sometimes they just don't say. But they pulled poor old Hank Williams out of a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame.
Storefront first song I ever wrote, by the way.
Is it? I had no idea.
It's about an old man I met in the bar. Well, sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I'll keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. It's easier than just to wait around to die. Been one time friends, I had them all. I even had a paw. He beat her with a belt once cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Oh, it's easier than just a waiting round to die. Well, I come age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. And she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. I tried to kill the pain. I bought some booze and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. They told her to take care of me. They drug me back to Tennessee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison. I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Well, his name's Codeine. He's the nicest thing I've seen. And together we're gonna wait around to die. Well, together we're gonna wait around.
It's beautiful. It's my favorite.
I'm going to do a song that I've made up here. It's entitled Changes. It's a nice song. Get some help from everybody. Love the wind in my face and the touch of your soft hand in mine. And we'll talk together while we walk through the hills. You and I are together in another time. Tomorrow I'll love you even more than today, cause your love attracts me all the time. And if you leave me, I don't know what I would do. Guess go out of my ever crazy mind. Changes, oh changes, I've been through lots of changes. Changes, oh changes, I'm satisfied with the way my world has turned. Looks
I'm satisfied with the way my world has turned. Changes, oh changes, I've been through lots of changes. Changes, oh changes, I'm satisfied with the way my feel of the wind in my face and the touch of your soft hand in mine. And we'll talk together while we walk through the hills. You and I are together in another time. Changes, oh changes, I've been through lots of changes. Changes, oh changes, I'm satisfied with the way my world.
Clock's called us in.
Yeah, time sure does fly by when you're having fun.
In other words, you mean we've been here about as long as we're welcome.
Yeah, I reckon it's about time to get our satchels and go, Hank.
That's right. Friends, we'll see you again in the morning. Until then, this is Hank Williams saying best of luck and health to you. Thanks for listening. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you in the morning. Lola, put the coffee pot on. Put the biscuits in the oven. I'll be there right away, if not sooner than that.